Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all sure it's all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then lube up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another week here at By the By.
Hello, everyone. How are we?
Happy midweek day. Whatever day you're listening to this.
So you're back here with Angela and Bradford.
Hi, I'm Bradford.
I mean, I hope you know us by now. But yeah, just in case you're new to this, doing it for the first time.
I haven't done anything much for the first time.
You had a cherry podcast episode not long ago.
That's right, but that's been like weeks ago now.
It's like, goodness, so long ago.
Old hat.
I love it. So what have we been up to?
We just got back from our long, sexy weekend down in Kangaroo Valley, which is misnamed because did not see any kangaroos. I think it should be called Wombat Valley.
We did have a wombat that visited us every day.
Yes.
It was really sweet.
Big fucking creatures.
Yeah.
Look like a carry-on suitcase.
Yeah, you really don't want to hit one of those with your car.
No, that thing was huge. Anyway, not that we did.
No.
But yeah, he trundled around the backyard quite often and yeah. So yeah, no kangaroos in Kangaroo Valley, only wombats. Yeah, it was a fantastic weekend with, five other couples?
Yes. And the gentleman.
And the gentleman, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, it was busy and fun and sexy and kind of cool a couple of the days.
Yeah, it was really good. We had a long weekend down there, and it was a nice time to get away and to relax and be with sexy people and have a little bit of sexy times, have a chance to play a little bit, do some different things. And the weather was a little bit rainy to begin with, but then it got nice and sunny towards the end, so we were able to get some pool time in.
Yeah. We also took some of our Nuru massage lotion and a couple of painter's tarps and created a giant slip and slide down a nice big hill and ended up with a few grass burns on some of us.
Yeah.
Because we slip and slowed so well. Slip and slided? That doesn't sound right.
Slid.
Slip and slid. I don't like that either. That might be correct. I don't care. Slip and slowed. That's what we're going to say. So well that we just kept going off the ends of the tarp.
A little bit.
Fun and dangerous. And I got a bit sunburned, but that was my own damn fault. that was great fun. I highly recommend slip and sliding, clothing optional.
Yeah. Slip and slides as an adult. I mean, have some fun. I never would have thought that it was as much fun as it really is.
Yeah.
And clothing optional, definitely the way to go.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Yes. You cannot slip and slide with clothes on.
I did a bunch of massages this weekend. I think I gave 3, maybe 4 massages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were like massage king.
I was.
Yeah. We took our table down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And gave a few massages to people. It was very funny. We did the whole booking joke and whatnot. That worked out well. Nice soy candle. Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed that.
It was really hot watching you massage people.
I don't feel like it's that sexy. I'm just standing up there and...
It is.
Like, just grabbing some handfuls of flesh, moving it around.
Well, it was very sexy to watch you. Aww. And they're also very sexy people. So.
Well, that was the best part. as all the sexy people. yeah, that was so much fun. And then we also, out of, 15 people at one point?
No, the most was 13.
13 people, yeah, that's right. I miscounted. Yeah. Out of 13 people, we flogged 7.
Yes. Yeah, that was fun. We basically took turns flogging people because they wanted turns, and they were like, I want to go next. I want to go next.
Like, serving number 5. Serving number 5. 5 to the front of the line, please. yeah, it was good fun.
It was a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed that. And it was fun because it was nice to do it again and to do it a lot. But also, these are people that we haven't really flogged or done any kind of impact play with. I mean, other than the gentleman. Yeah. Yeah. He got in there at the end. But the others we hadn't. And so it was kind of fun to, I would say fun and challenging to learn the limits and see who liked what and where you could go with it. And I feel like it was a bit of a taster, at least for me when I was flogging people, in the sense that I was just starting to get a feel for what they could do. And I feel like if we did it again, I would know better, okay, this is where this person wants to go, or this person wants to go here. And I think it could be a more extended and a more involved session.
I feel like you should have written down notes. Because next time you're going to forget and have to relearn that all
over again. I've got notes in my head. Maybe I should write them down before too much time passes.
It's funny. Yeah, but it was, all in all, we're not going to go deep into the weekend because, look, it was our sexy weekend and we don't share everything. If you want to have your own sexy weekend with us.
Some people went deep.
That is accurate. Mm-hmm. Is there any other highlights that you want to throw in there?
I think we can go with that.
Ooh. All right. Well, there you go, people. Yeah. Oh, I guess one thing we should talk about is we did do the electroplay stuff.
Yes, we did.
The neon wand.
Yep.
I think you shocked, probably 7 or 8 people.
And we found 2 that can take the neon wand to the max. So yeah, we may have to
upgrade to a violet wand.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to see.
We did find 2 people. One person in particular surprised me could experience the neon wand at a higher level than the gentleman can.
Uh-huh.
And this person, all he would say is, oh, this is just like getting laser.
Or it's better than getting laser.
It's better than getting laser, which cracked me up.
Yeah. I will say one of my favorite lines from the weekend was I had a strap-on on.
Yes.
And one of the ladies started riding my cock and she squirted. You know, as you do. And right after she squirted, she was like, oh, I think I wet your pants.
That
and it was just such a great line. I think I wet your pants.
Belongs on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I think I wet your pants. That was great.
I love that one. That was great. Yeah.
Good times. Good times. Yes. So that was our sexy weekend away. I think we all agreed just about midway through the first day that we should do this yearly.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
It was a great fun. It was a wonderful location in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Pretty sure a Sasquatch was out there. But
I think so. We had Sasquatch poo both days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giant scary poos right on our doorsteps. So if you were that creepy guy, or if you're a Sasquatch, or as the Australians call it, a yowie.
It's yowie poo.
Please join our Patreon Discord chat. I got questions for you.
Hey, everybody's got a fetish they were trying to get theirs into.
Sure. I'm not judging. I'm just saying I don't quite understand. And wow, that's a lot of shit. We have one thing we didn't talk about at the top of the show was we have a pendulum party coming up in March. It is March
19th.
I can never remember. That's the next pendulum party at Our Secret Spot. I'm pretty sure tickets are already on sale and I think they're already selling. So if you do want to come see us at Our Secret Spot during our next pendulum party, jump on that before it's too late.
Yeah. It'll be fun. I can't wait. Yeah. And it's really only a few weeks away, which is amazing.
I know. It's so funny. I'm like, oh, no, it's March. I'm like, oh, wait, we're coming up on the very end of February.
Yeah. And we have Mardi Gras coming up.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah, holy Sydney shitballs. Mardi Gras.
Not this weekend, but next weekend is Sydney Mardi Gras. This is the first time in 2 years that we aren't going to be in the parade. We're taking a break this year.
Well,
Mardi Gras is changing.
I was going to say, arguably, the parade's not really a parade this year.
Sort of is. Yeah, they're just doing it differently. So they're not going to do it down Oxford Street like they normally do it. We are all going to go out to Sydney Cricket Grounds and get in the stadium. So it's like a stadium Mardi Gras, which honestly I'm kind of looking forward to.
I'm kind of looking forward to it, and I'm also kind of just curious to see how it plays out, how it goes.
I like the last couple of times when we actually went to Mardi Gras to watch the parade, you have to get there so early that
it's hard to actually see anything.
You're just standing there for 3 hours, and it's just like, it's exhausting. And then it was 3 hours before the parade, I should say. And then when we're in the parade, we don't see anything other than our own little group and maybe the group before us and the group after us. Mm-hmm. So you're not getting a lot of the magic of Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
So I am looking forward to going with Leo and his partner and then their friend from Melbourne, which I think we have already been invited to have a big sex thing with.
Oh, this sounds fun.
Just as an FYI.
Okay. I'm down with this.
I'm assuming it's going to be Mardi Gras and then back to their place with some alcohol and possibly illicit materials.
I'm down with sexy times.
Me too.
I mean, isn't that, well, yeah. Yeah. Good with that.
What were you going to say?
Isn't that what Mardi Gras is about? But it's not really, but you know, it's
about coming together.
Yeah. Coming together. Yeah.
Coming together. That's what Mardi Gras is about.
I mean, it's a nice ending to Mardi Gras. We'll put it that way. It's not what it's about.
Did you say it's a happy ending to Mardi Gras?
It's a happy ending to Mardi Gras. Yes, I was getting there.
Oh my God. Afterwards, you're sort of breathless and laying down. Actually, this is most of our Mardi Gras, like especially the last 2 years after you've done hiking a whole way and you get there and you're like, okay, now you have to hike back to the beginning. Like, wait, what? Isn't there like a bus? No.
No.
Reminding of The Office where like 5K, couldn't he have made it a circle? Can't we make Mardi Gras a circle? Which is now the Sydney Cricket Grounds.
There you go.
It's a circle. Yeah. So
they listened and they listened to delivered. My request.
Yeah. So much easier. So very much looking forward to that. That's weekend after next, the first weekend of March.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah. It almost doesn't feel like Mardi Gras.
Because they canceled all the other stuff.
Because they canceled Fair Day and the other stuff. Yeah, and so there's a few things here and there, but it's not, I mean, I guess like everything, it's not what it was. And so, I have trouble getting into the headspace for it and like being super excited about it. But I know that as next weekend comes closer, I will be super excited for it.
Yeah, me too. And that's honestly, that's the thing. The closer we get, I'll be like, oh yeah, we're going to Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Mardi Gras. It'll be fun. So yeah, very much looking forward to that. Stay tuned. You'll hear us talk about it, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely.
What else is going on?
That's all that's going on.
Oh.
For now.
What else are we talking about?
We are going to talk about dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun? That's
contraception.
Oh, I got really excited. I thought you were going to talk about Contra, that NES game from, like, I don't know, 1984.
I don't know this game.
Oh, man, it was the greatest game.
Are you going to tell us about it?
No, it was a great two-player shooter game. The Konami code.
I was not allowed to play shooter games, but I do know the Konami code.
There are people out there who are already shouting it.
Yeah.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, select, start.
Yep. Yep. I know that somehow, but we couldn't play shooter games.
Things will never leave your brain. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure that'll be on that should be on my headstone.
Yeah. If you were to be buried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Memorialized. We'll put it in there somewhere.
Perfect.
Yeah. We'll work it out.
I love it. it could be like a sex thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, definitely.
He went up, up, he went downtown.
Curve to the left, curve to the left.
Curve to the right, curve to the right. Touched his B, grabbed your A. Now he has infinite loves. anyway, okay. We're talking about Contra. I mean, Conceptions.
Yes, that's it. Contraceptions.
Contraceptions.
So one of the things that, and I've actually wanted to talk about this for a while, because there are numerous different contraceptive methods, and some of them work well for some people, some work better for others, that kind of thing. It's a very personal thing, but they all, none of them are 100%. And so my question is...
Abstinence is 100%.
Yeah. Get on that one. Let me know how it goes for you.
I was on it for way too long, much longer than I had hoped to be. But I just want to, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just saying abstinence is 100%.
There you go. So
I wonder what the percentage of anal is. I mean, because I'm assuming it can leak out. And can it leak out and then go in and make you pregnant?
Don't think so.
Do we have any doctors out there? Tell me if that's possible. Asking for a friend.
I don't think it is.
What if like...
Maybe that would be like a miracle like Jesus was.
What if I came in your mouth and then we made out and then I went down on you?
Oh my God. I don't think so. I mean, you know, sure. If we have a doctor out there, please tell us.
Is that possible?
Positively, yay or nay. But I'm going to guess no.
I spit my semen deep inside of you.
What if you just come into a cup, drink it, and then like spit it back up there?
That's what... Yeah, well, I could do that too. Okay. I mean, that's... Yeah. I mean, that's a more clinical version, but... Just asking. I don't know how semen works.
Asking for a friend.
I don't know how semen works. I just know not to eat it after broccoli.
Okay.
Or asparagus.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. But I digress.
Okay, so one of the things that I was interested in was the effectiveness of different contraceptive methods.
Ooh, is this going to be like a quiz show?
It is. And we have two answers for each of them.
Well, that seems dumb. Is it the correct way of using and the half-ass way of using it?
Used perfectly and used typically.
That's so depressing.
Used perfectly is when the rules are followed perfectly every capital letters time.
Ooh.
Used typically is real life use where mistakes can sometimes happen. For example, forgetting a pill, condom not used correctly, etc. And of course, if you experience unwanted side effects with your contraceptive method, it's important to seek medical advice, blah, 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 whatever.
Also, hashtag, we're not doctors.
No. I'm actually, but I am taking this from a thing at my doctor's office.
Ooh. So. And also, we've never had children, so our contraception practices are pretty good.
We're doing something, I don't know, right? Or one of us is sterile.
We're mostly 100% here.
Yes, correct. Okay, so we're going to start off with the one that pretty much everybody knows about.
Abstinence.
After abstinence, we're going down the alphabet.
Birth control.
External condom.
That's not down the alphabet.
It's condom external because there's also condom internal.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so condom external, used typically and used perfectly. How effective are they?
Question.
Yes.
Does it matter what the condom's made of?
It does not say on here.
And we are only concerned about offspring.
Right.
Okay. Yes. So we're not concerned about other STIs.
Yes. Because at the end of this, so these are, spoiler, there's three groupings.
Okay.
I can tell you the percentage range. Let me start with that. The percentage range for this grouping.
It's probably 0 to 100%.
No. This one is 76 to 99%.
Oh, ooh.
This is the less effective methods. And in 1 year, with all of them in this grouping, in 1 year, your chances of getting pregnant are 1 to 24 in 100, depending on the method. Okay. Because, of course, 76 to 99, right? So do the math.
See, I can do, that's math.
Yeah. So condom external is somewhere between 76 and 99. Used typically and used perfectly.
I would say used typically, it's probably around the 98 percentile. Perfectly, yeah. Use perfectly, 98 percentile, and use typically probably around the 78 percentile.
Okay, so used perfectly is 98.
Ah.
Well done. Used typically, you're a little bit harsher on condoms.
Oh, really?
Used typically is 88%.
I've seen a lot of guys at the club put a condom on and then realize he's got it backwards and put it the other way around, which, like, if you've got pre-cum, you've now loaded the end of your penis with semen.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Well, apparently only like, I don't know, 12% of people do that.
Which is why you should just put it on with your mouth. That way you're cleaning it off.
There you go.
I'm not a doctor.
But it is fun to put it on with your mouth.
That's right.
And it's hot. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. So now we're going to do the condom internal, which is basically a trash bag.
It honestly, it looks like a grocery bag.
We've used this. We've tried it. We've talked about it. It's not sexy.
I don't like it. No. I mean, look, it's okay. I like the idea of like the gentleman and I not using condoms on you. And there's something sexy about that until we look at it. And then you're like, oh man, what happened to our fleshlight?
Also, getting it on isn't the sexiest. So you kind of like I would have to put it on and then enter the room. Putting it on in front of you is not sexy. We tried that.
It was like that time that you consistently, those times, I should probably then say, that you put in tampons in front of me. And I'm like, I don't really want to see this. And you're like, this is my pussy.
I've done that less than a handful of times.
You always do it in the bathroom with the door open and I'm in bed and I can see you in the mirror. Like, don't even try that bullshit.
Don't look in the mirror. You're supposed to be
asleep. Our wall is a mirror.
You're supposed to be asleep at that point.
Like, I'm asleep at most points and I still see it happen. So that just tells me that statistically you're constantly doing it. So apparently that is imperfect.
Okay. Anyhow.
Anyway. So yeah, if you've never seen one, an internal condom, there's a bigger outer ring and a smaller inner ring, and the inner ring, as it's described, goes inside of you and the outer ring stays outside of you. My favorite description of them is Dan Savage, who calls them ass can bags, because that's what they look like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Used perfectly, I'm going to say 96%. Used imperfectly, I'll give them 76%.
Okay, you're not too far off. Used perfectly is 95.
Okay.
It's pretty close. And used typically is 79. So only vaguely better.
What I imagine is that people happen to, as they're pulling out, ejaculate, mm-hmm. and it goes around the edge and then seeps around the inside and follows the condom in.
Or as the condom is being pulled out,
yeah.
Again, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, there's always a chance for holes and tears and things True. Like that, especially because you're putting it in and it's weird and fucked up and, yeah.
Trying to jam it in.
Not bitter, but.
You sound bitter. And they're expensive.
That's they
like,
are.
Like $6 a, six Australian a condom.
I don't remember. I just remember they were expensive.
I think we got three of them for $18.
Yeah. So basically, gist of it, internal condoms are not sexy and not as effective as an external condom. So guys, just put a fucking condom on your dick.
Also, we're not judging any of these. This is our own personal opinion. If you love the internal condom,
right.
Good for you.
Yes.
That sounded patronizing.
I mean.
But I'm sticking with it. Good for you.
I'm judging it for use in my life.
Yes.
If it works for you, then absolutely. Because like we said before, everybody has different contraceptive methods that work for them.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So next on the list, diaphragm.
What's a diaphragm?
It sits up inside the vagina. Do you want to see the picture?
That's like a little, it's like a little,
it looks like a
little
cup.
An unrolled condom.
Kind of. Yeah. It looks like a little cup.
I've never seen one of those in use. We should try one of those.
Should we?
No.
We can.
I mean, we can just to see what we think can. Of it. So the diaphragm, I'm going to say works 90% of the time, 92% perfectly and 76% imperfectly.
You're a bit off on both of those.
Because I figured like it's something that I don't know really how it works.
Okay. So the diaphragm used perfectly is 86%.
Ooh, that's bad.
That is not amazing. You're correct.
What's the rhythm method?
That's actually next. So we'll get there.
Spoiler alert. Jeez, Bradford.
And then used typically is 82%.
Oh, it's pretty close.
So they're pretty close to each other, used typically or used imperfectly.
So what are its big downfalls?
I'm going to guess that if you're not putting it in correctly, so there's spermicide on it. So I'm guessing if you're not putting it in correctly, maybe that can't work properly.
Okay.
Perhaps. Maybe it's how it's inserted if it's not inserted in the right place. Because, it kind of has to go up and around the cervix.
Have you ever used one of those?
No, I haven't. I have not, no. I've had limited experience with a lot of contraception. The only ones I've ever used are the external condom, internal condom, just to see what it was about, the pill, and an IUD.
Gotcha.
So I have had relatively limited experience here. So, are you ready for the next one?
Knock me out.
Fertility awareness, or, you know, the rhythm method.
Fertility awareness cracks me up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the picture's great. It has a little calendar with one of the dates circled.
Oh, that's nice.
Because there's only one day, right, that you're fertile?
Is that true?
No.
Oh.
No. It's like a bell curve. There's a shoulder.
I thought so.
There's a shoulder season.
I'm showing my ignorance here. I have no idea how babies are made.
You just like to practice. Maybe that's why we haven't got pregnant yet.
Because you have to know what you're doing.
We're doing it wrong.
I'm going to imagine the rhythm method is terrible. So I'm going to say at best it's 82%, and at worst it's the 74 or whatever the lowest is.
Okay, so used perfectly, it's actually 95 to 99.5.
How is that even possible?
But nobody's perfect, right? I mean, nobody's perfect. So used typically is 76 to 93.
That's 76 to 93.
Yeah.
And what was it perfect?
95 to 99.5.
Okay. I feel like there's a... I don't get it.
There's a very large gap.
So that's just basically saying you can't have sex certain days of the month.
Right.
Or of your cycle, I should say.
Yeah, yeah. So it's basically, you know, do you abstain? I would say even for days around those days, I don't know. Then it's probably the 99.5.
Are you checking basically, temperature and shit like that?
So fertility awareness combined with abstinence is the 99.5.
I mean, yeah. I don't know how this has, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, 76 seems a lot more.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah. And then the last one in
is
this...
Is it withdrawal?
The last one in this grouping is pulling out.
Ha! I know all of them. I just...
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably bad as well. I'm going to say used perfectly, we're at best 86%, and used imperfectly, it's like, oops, I accidentally came inside you.
Oops, I did it again.
Yeah, oops. Yeah.
Okay, so used perfectly is 95.
Okay, yeah, okay, fine.
Used typically is 80.
Oh, well, it's actually better than the scheduled sex.
Generally, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because that first squirt goes inside and then the rest of them all go outside.
Mm-hmm.
We do know people who that was their main version of contraception.
That's true.
He always would pull out and come in his hand, and I'm like...
I'm concerned for that.
Interesting. I mean, no judgment, but... yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have like a towel or something? You want a branded cum rag?
Maybe he liked the feel of it in his hand and like, you know, squish it around and play with it.
Maybe, sure. I'm all right, fine.
I mean, I like to play with cum.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but...
I mean, typically when it's on me, but if it's in your hand, it's technically on you.
You are a scientist.
Nothing gets past
Nothing gets past you.
And welcome to our commercial break. To mix things up this week, I'm going to talk about our sponsors rather than Bradford. First up, we have Alt Playground. If you are looking for partners and you want to meet new people, meet sexy people, talk to other people, you can go to altplayground.net and you can check out their big walls to see what kinds of things are going on, what kinds of events. They also have all kinds of podcasts and videos on there. You can meet sexy people. You can talk to these people. If you are in a region that is locked down, like, you know, a lot of parts of the world are, you can even talk to these people via their video chat, and you can look us up while you're on there. So go check us out and find some sexy friends to play with. That is at altplayground.net.
Very nice.
And then if you want sexy toys to play with while you do your video chats, while you're talking to these people, because it's getting really complicated now, you can do so by going to adamandeve.com and finding some sexy toys. They even have some bits of lingerie and some sexy clothing items. They have some swings on there. They have all kinds of fun things to play with. You can find good stuff, put it in your cart, go to the checkout, put in the code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI, and you will get 50% off of an item. You will get free shipping to at least some parts of the world that we're aware of. And I can't say everywhere.
Everywhere we've heard.
Yes. And you will get videos on demand. You'll get some free stuff thrown in there. So you get all kinds of good things. So go check them out, adamandeve.com, and use the checkout code BYTHEBY.
Very nice. Look at you. And we're back.
And Bradford's back.
I'm alcoholed up.
He took a very long trip to the fridge for the wine.
I danced a little.
Because we're drinking a very nice rosé tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we're moving on to what, level two?
Yes, level two.
Don't tell me the ranges this time.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's going to be a little better. Because you've already talked about the ones that have the most user interaction, and I feel like user interaction is where people really fuck up.
Cool.
Counting days is hard. Pulling out is hard. Putting on a condom is hard. I'm kind of hard. And so now, round two.
All right.
Finish him off.
Oof. Wow. Okay. So, round two. We're going to start with the contraceptive injection.
Oh, a shot.
Yes.
That doesn't sound fun. I mean, says the diabetic.
Well, this is the one that is like every 3 months, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to say then.
I should probably know this. I don't know.
Working perfectly, that's going to be like 98%? And working imperfectly, I mean, isn't that if you just don't go to the doctor and so you don't get it taken at the right time? So you're kind of dumb?
Well,
maybe you're on holiday.
I was going to say, it could be timing. It could also be, I don't know, if your body does something weird with injections or some kind of response to it or something. I don't know. But well, I feel like there's very little to go wrong with it if you go on schedule.
All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll say 96%.
Perfectly or typically?
Perfectly 98, typically 96.
So close.
Damn it.
Typically is 96. You had that
man.
One. Perfectly is 99.8.
Holy shitballs. That's nearly perfect.
We jumped up a level here.
I didn't realize it. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize there were going to be points in it.
There are points. Yes, yes.
That adds like tenfold problems. See? See? I can math.
Uh-huh. You're doing good with this mathing thing. Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay. So the vaginal ring.
Oh, wait, I know that one. That's like a hula hoop that goes in your squeeze box, and it slowly deposits hormones into your system.
It does, and I love that description, a hula hoop that goes into your squeeze box.
I don't know where.
I feel like you should do marketing for these people. You should market for, who is it, the Nuva Ring or whatever?
Nova Ring, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Do you have a squeeze box? Do you not want babies? Do you want to put a hula hoop into your squeeze box to prevent the babies? Well, contact us at By the By, the sexy squeeze box, you don't got no babies ring, Inc.
Oh my God, I love it. I was waiting for that. Okay, so.
So I guess, do you know how often you have to replace said ring?
So the ring goes in, stays in for 3 weeks, then it's out for a week. So kind of like the pill, three weeks on, 1 week out.
Do you do it yourself?
I assume so.
How deep does it go?
It just goes up in the vagina.
What if somebody's penis is so big it gets caught on it and it comes out as a cock ring?
I have a feeling it goes up closer to the cervix, so that's probably unlikely, but now you make me want to look up vaginal ring fails.
Or what if, like, you have a really big cleft on your penis and it pulls it out?
Okay, this is
like
complicated.
That's like one of those fair games where you're like, all right, I'm going to smash the mole and rip out the Nova ring. I don't know.
I really have.
But then if you can get it to ring around your penis like a hula hoop, then we have a circus act.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking it up, folks.
I'm
We're Googling it.
I don't think this is really possible, but I am very curious.
Can my boyfriend's penis retract my ring? If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Somebody said that. Maybe been Beyonce. Mm-hmm. People are screaming at me now. It's like, it wasn't fucking Beyonce. You should know. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I remember the dance. I think I could do the dance.
Okay, so there's a question here that says, will my partner or I be able to feel it during sex?
Okay, yeah.
So it says, if you insert it properly, you probably won't be able to feel it during intercourse. Probably. Your partner may be able to feel it, but most people report that it doesn't bother them. So it's like the IUD strings.
Okay, yeah, fine.
So I think it's something like that.
Okay.
Where it's just so far up in there that the likelihood is you're not going to rip it out, first of all, but then you might feel it, but so what? Like, you've got so many other sensations. Like
Gene Simmons could find it with his tongue.
Deal with it. Probably. Yes. Yeah. I think he could find, like, I don't know, most things with his tongue.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He was an anteater. Half man, half anteater. Okay. So I'm going to say that working perfectly, you're at 99.4%, and typical is 96%.
All right. So you used perfectly is 99.5. You're 0.1 so off, so close.
Damn you, tenfold.
However, used typically is 93%. Oh, man. So a little bit worse than you expected.
Come on, people. Put your rings on right.
But now that there also can be interactions with other medications and herbal things. Oh,
like antibiotics and
stuff.
And shit.
I think it's certain medications. Like,
because it's just... Like cramming in the hormones, right?
Yeah. But there are certain drugs and things that it will interfere with, and herbal things and stuff. So there's things like that. There's also some people's bodies just don't really respond well to it. So there's all kinds of things that can happen. But still, like 93 is pretty good for use typically.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Okay. I'm going to guess the next one's like the pill.
It is. And there are two types of pills.
What?
The COC and the POP.
You down with POP? Yeah, you know me. You down with COC? Yeah, you know me.
So first is the COC pill.
Okay.
Which is the combined pill. So this one has estrogen and progestogen in it.
Okay.
So this is kind of probably what you think of as your typical birth control pill.
Like on a wheel, and it's like a bunch of white pills and then a bunch of blue pills.
Yeah, basically. So you have the ones with the hormones for 3 weeks, and then you have the week off, so you get your period.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see how those require responsibility.
Yeah.
99.7 perfect, and with Forgetter McForgetty, I'm going to say probably 92%.
Okay, not far. Used perfectly 99.5.
Oh, man.
And then typically is 93. So you're only 1% off on that. Quite good.
Getting closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then the POP, the POP pill, is the one with progestogen only.
So what is that? What?
So less hormones. So if you can't take estrogen or whatever, if there's also a difference in side effects between the two, et cetera. We're not going
to
get into
that. I'm going to say it's probably close to the same. 92 is when you're forgetful and 99.6 is when you're not.
It's exactly the same. 93 typical and 99.5 perfectly.
Man.
So it is exactly the same between the two. So between the two pills, it really then comes down to...
What can your body handle?
What can your body take?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried a lot of pills.
How many? 10? 4?
I honestly 38? Think it was about 10 or 12 different pills.
Holy shitballs.
Yeah, my body did not tolerate them well. We tried a lot of things. Hmm. Also, I was young and not... I mean, you know me and commitment. I didn't want anything in me permanently or semi-permanently. So I was like, but what if I do a shot and that's 3 months? I'm committed to this thing. Or I get an IUD put in. And granted, an IUD can be pulled out, but still, you're pretty fucking committed for a little while.
I thought you were talking about a baby.
No.
I don't want anything temporarily put into me.
No.
You mean like a baby? No. You mean like the creature from Alien? No.
Yeah.
Do you mean like the IUD? Yes.
Yeah. No, and that's honestly why I ended up with the IUD, because I had a doctor who convinced me to... at least try it, because it can always come out. So if I had a problem, if I didn't like it, whatever. And it was more if I had a problem with that, it could always come out. So I was like, okay, all right, let's do this. So then I did it, and 3 later, I'm still loving it.
Each time, your breasts get bigger.
A little bit, yeah. So, the first time, they got a lot bigger, and then now they're just a little bit each time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, cool.
Yeah, we can't afford any more bras, so yeah. You know, we're going to have to just chill out on that for a moment.
True. No more IUDs.
Yeah. That's the end of that level.
Okay.
So that one was in the 93% to 99% effective range, which 1 to 7 in 100 women get pregnant, depending on the method.
Okay.
Because that's the math, right?
Yeah.
So are you ready for top tier?
Oh, yeah. I am like, give me the top shelf alcohol and the top shelf birth control.
All right. So this is like set it and forget it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So the first one is the contraceptive implant.
Oh, that's the one that goes under the arm.
Yep.
Like the bar.
Yep.
That looks like it should be painful, but everybody that we've talked to, they're like, it doesn't hurt at all.
No, yeah.
But it looks scary. It's intimidating.
Mm, I've never had it, but yeah, everybody says it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. So. I'm going to say that's like used perfectly 99.8 and typical 99.2.
Okay, so I will say... none of these have typical on them, I guess, because they're assuming that they're implanted.
Because the doctor has to do it.
Yeah, doctor has to do it. And I guess they're assuming that it's done correctly. So there actually is no typical. I should have prefaced that.
Yeah, but you know what you call the person who graduates the bottom of their class as a doctor?
Doctor?
Yeah, doctor. So I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Dr. Goofy from the Disney University could be putting that thing in you.
All right, let's make a, instead of saying use typically, let's have you guess how long it lasts.
Oh, great. That's even worse.
So how effective and how long does it last?
All right, so its effectivity is 99.8. How long does it last? I want to say 3 years.
It does last 3 years. Well done.
Yes, I remember from talking to people. See, I do listen when you people talk to me.
And the effectiveness is 99.95.
Oh, great. Another tenfold increase in how wrong I can be.
I mean, that's pretty fucking effective. That's about as close to 100 as you're going to get, really.
That's correct.
99.95?
Yeah. I mean, you can still do better, but not much.
Wow. Yeah.
But 3 years. Yes.
That's good. Yeah. And then the next one on the list is the hormonal IUD. So often the Mirena.
That's what you have, right?
That's what I have. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So... I should probably know how often this is. How long have we been together? And then how many times have you had it? It lasts 5 years. And its effectiveness is 99.96. No, 99.98.
It lasts for 5 years.
Yes. That's
correct. However, its effectiveness is only a lowly 99.9.
Holy shit.
I know.
It's nearly, it's like, wow.
99.9.
In your face injection.
Implant.
Whatever. wow.
Yeah. I actually expected it to be a little more than 99.9. Not by a lot, but you know. Yeah.
Well, good, because it can't get much better than that.
But like the other one's 99.95.
Oh, I thought you meant, oh, I misheard. I heard 99.99.
No. It's 99.9. Yeah.
Oh, so I'm sorry, Mr. Injection.
Implant.
Whatever. I insulted you.
All right. So similarly to the hormonal IUD.
Okay.
is the copper IUD.
That's like the big paperclip. It's like when you're on Microsoft and you're like, so I hear you don't want to have a baby. Want to insert me? Right?
That's it.
Can I help you not have a baby?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. That's the copper IUD.
We should totally do a Saturday Night Live sketch. I'm going to say it lasts. I don't think it lasts. So do they actually know why this one works? Because it doesn't actually put anything in you. At least the other one's hormonal. This one's just copper. And it's like, babies don't like copper. They don't stick to copper. Or maybe it's like, do sperm all have a phobia of copper? And they're like, oh my God, it's a penny. We don't want to taste pennies.
So the way that it works is just by keeping the sperm and egg from meeting. So it changes the lining of the uterus. So it can't implant.
Oh. So basically it pisses the uterus off for a few years. The uterus is like, don't touch me.
Right.
Don't touch me. And the zygote's like, but can I crash at your place for a while? And the uterus is like, fuck off. All right. Well, I'll shed myself with all the other uterine lining.
That's it. So no, actually it's toxic to the egg and the sperm. So that keeps the sperm from fertilizing the egg. Oh. And it slows down the transport of the egg. So it delays the chance of the two meeting as well.
Okay.
And it, changes the lining of the uterus to make it unable to support the fertilized egg. So if it were to get fertilized, it's harder to implant. So it's a non-hormonal way of doing it. So it's good for people who can't also tolerate hormones. Huh. Yeah.
I was going into Britney Spears' is toxic.
Okay. Please don't.
Baby, can't you see? You can't be formed here.
Okay, now keep going. I want to see where this goes.
my box is not to squeeze. Okay, so it lasts. I'm going to say, I feel like part of me wants to say it doesn't last as long because that's the part that feels like the experiential part of me wants to say 3 years. But then I'm like, it doesn't do anything other than be obnoxious while it's inside of you. So it's kind of like me. So I'm like, it needs to be changed out. I'm going to say its lifespan is 7 years and its perfection level is 99.8.
Okay. So the effectiveness is the same as the hormonal IUD. It's 99.5.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no, it's less. It's 99.5. The hormonal was 99.9.
Yeah.
Okay, all so right. It's a little bit less effective, and it lasts 5 to 10 years.
Oh, so 7 is right in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know how true this really still is, because when I had my first one put in, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago, however long it was, mm-hmm. The doctor told me that the copper IUD was used a lot in developing countries, because you could put it in for a very long time. And then, you know, kind of, again, set it and forget it kind of thing. And it would last for a long time, so you wouldn't have to, like, go back and change it and stuff as frequently. I don't know if that's still the case or if there's, you know, other things going on. Maybe there's programs to help people get them. I don't know. But that, I had a doctor tell me that, and I was like, that makes sense, because 5 to 10 years is a pretty fucking long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to more interesting ones.
Okay.
We have two left.
Still in this level?
Do you know what the two are?
Is vasectomy one of them?
It is. That's the last one.
I'm assuming hysterectomy is not one.
No.
I'm not sure I know what the other one is.
Tubal surgery.
Isn't that a hysterectomy?
No.
Oh.
Getting your
tubal ligation?
Yeah. Getting tubes tied.
Oh, see, I thought they were the same thing. I'm dumb.
Hysterectomy is where you pull things out of the body.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not pulling things out. We're just tying them off.
Okay. So I'm going to say that lasts forever.
Yes.
But I think it can't be undone. And also, its effectiveness is probably 99.99.
Actually, 99.5.
Wow. So you can untie yourself and reconnect?
It is permanent. So I think
Clearly not.
I think there can be issues with surgery.
Dumb doctors?
Well, I don't know what happened, but I had a colleague in the U.S. way back when. She had this done, and then she ended up later with a ectopic pregnancy. So something had happened and gone wrong there.
Mm.
But 99.5 though, still pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
And then the last one is vasectomy.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's mostly permanent, and I'm going to say it's also 99.5.
Yeah, 99.5. Perfect.
Hey.
Spot on.
Whoa.
And it is, yeah, pretty permanent.
Yeah. But you can have it undone.
You can. It's
you
not.
You can have it redone. You can have it undone. Like poor Michael Scott. Snip, snap, snip, snap.
Yes. It's not perfect, and there's no guarantee if you try to have it undone, but yeah. They can try.
Huh. So. Do you have the information on like the new male pill thing?
I don't. So that's too new. I don't have that.
Well,
these are, I would say, common contraceptives. Yeah.
Once again, we are not doctors. If you're looking at trying to figure out how to not impregnate your partner or be impregnated by your partner, talk to your doctor or at least WebMD and see what can be done to you. But remember,
I would say more than WebMD, but sure.
But remember, if your squeeze box needs a hula hoop, come talk to me. I can help you out.
That's it. I'd love that.
Make a balloon animal and stick it up there.
I love the imagery of that.
Yeah.
So good.
Wow. This was, so yeah. Other things I learned about myself over the last little bit is that in my brain, it always starts out as IED, then changes to IUD. And those two things, the difference is explosive.
Also, like 50% of the time, you say IED.
I know, that's still, like, even though I know it's wrong, I'm like, wait, no, that's not right. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. If you have an IED implanted in you by your doctor, you should probably not go to Dr. Alan Rickman.
Get a different doctor.
Yeah. That was a fascinating podcast.
Uh-huh. We can all learn something.
We can all learn something.
And if nothing else, you at least learn how many different contraceptives are out there and what a variety there are and why, as a female, it is very hard to make a choice which one to go with.
Yeah.
Like even talking to your doctor, it can be difficult.
Yeah.
And a bit of trial and error and just see what works for you.
And male body people have one choice.
Yeah.
Like just.
Well, now you have a vasectomy and you have external condom. Oh, and you have abstinence. You have three
fine,
choices.
Fine. I'm just saying that we have one permanent choice. Okay. I guess I should
say. Yeah.
Like the vasectomy thing.
Right. Correct.
Which, I mean, you can get some time off work, man. Do it.
And it helps with pregnancy. It doesn't help with STIs. But we're not talking about that.
Yeah, right. Right. Important, important distinction. Let us know your experience with contraceptions of all shapes, sorts, and sizes. You can email us at theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can message us on any of our socials, Insta, Facebook, Twitter. We are at By the By Podcast. Or you could join us on our Discord server and chat to us there about your experiences with contraceptives. To get there, go to www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast and join up and then follow the links to our Discord server where you can chat with us there and tell us about your experiences.
We got a new one today, so we welcomed a new person into the fold.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Another Canadian.
Yeah.
It's like the Canadians are coming to take us over.
I know.
Kinky motherfuckers up there. I love them.
Take me over.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, snow on my chest. Give me your maple syrup. What's that all about? I came on your chest. Sorry. I feel like I could do that because one of our Canadians posted a very funny YouTube video where, like, how to say sorry. So, yes, get your hockey sticks over there and join our Discord. You can also go to our website, www.bythebye.com.au. Go to our contact page. You can fill out the questionnaire there or the contact us sheet, Pete's there, and we get an email from that as well. Anything else you would like to say before we sign off?
Thanks for joining us and hope you learned something, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.